Okay, it's good to be back, but what a wonderful experience it was, and thank you for sending us. It was a joy to worship with our brothers and sisters of the Church of God of Haiti, and it was a neat experience. Pastor Leslie again hosted us at the orphanage, and it was great to see those little kids again. My daughter said, you know, if you want to, you can grab any one of those little guys and throw them in and bring them home, because I'll take care of them and love them. So, I don't know, it was tempting. They're adorable little guys, and you really appreciate them. And we didn't waste any time. When we got there, we got right to work. And I've got a picture, I don't know if it'll come out or not, but it shows Dale and Sid right away, first day, there they are, laying block. And I think they learned a lot from our first experience with them. Some of them were pretty good, but a lot of them, it was on-the-job training. Well, roles were kind of reversed this year. We'd built the first building. Then a second building was built earlier this year. And so this was the third building. Now, this third building was much larger than we anticipated. It was 20 feet wide by over 100 feet long. So it's a big building. And we were pleasantly surprised when we got there. The foundation was in place, and already four courses of block had been laid. So when Dale started in, he was already on the fifth course. So it went real well, the building part there. And like I say, I think their skills have improved quite a bit. Project went along really well, and then Sunday, we got there on Thursday, so Friday, Saturday we worked, and Sunday we worshiped with them, and Sid gave the first sermon. He preached that Sunday, and it was just wonderful to worship with them. They have a lot of exuberance in their singing. They really get into it, and their preaching is pretty exuberant too. They really, really, really say the words out there. And then that next week, we just got to work, and it didn't take long to get the block work done. And they had to pour the beams, which takes a lot of framing. All this is done by hand. There's just handwork, a lot of handwork. And when they formed the bond beam, then we got to be part of the crew that does the cement work. Well, the cement work, there's a guy down there named John Nene. I call him the human cement truck. He literally mixes this gravel, sand, and mortar on the ground, and he just keeps it coming. He just keeps mixing. And then people take 5-gallon buckets and haul over and dump it into the forms that are there to make the beams, and then to pour the uprights, and then to pour the top beam. And all that has to be done by hand. And then, when we were done with that, then we were ready for the second Sunday. The second Sunday was great. We just had, again, they meet in the old tent, and there may be as many as 300 people in there. And it's really neat. And Dale said, well, John, you want to preach? So he asked me if I'd preach. So I went first. And you see, Leon, who's our translator, I just love that guy. He's great. Pastor Leon, he was translating. Well, he translates in a kind of exuberant voice, so I really got into it. I was really, I got into it. It was really great. I just loved it. And afterwards, I got a couple compliments from some, oh, you're a powerful speaker. You're a strong preacher. So I don't know, but it was fun. I really enjoyed it. And then Dale spoke after me, and he did as usual. Dale, you know, he didn't get too care. He's used to preaching. I wasn't, so it was kind of fun. But then the final week there, then they did something that we'd never seen before. All of a sudden, they're bringing in all these jack stands, and they're putting timbers across here and timbers across here. And we're going, oh, my gosh, what is going on? Well, they're getting ready to pour the roof, because the roof of this building is going to be the floor for the second story. This building's a two-story building. So they come in, there's jack stands everywhere, and then there's these beams, and then they're laying plywood down and putting more jack stands up. And then the day came for the pour. Well, they hired a contractor to do this. And this guy comes in with an actual cement mixer. And they put all these blocks in a big circle. And then they start with the cement mixing. And they're just pouring the cement out. It's just going into a big circle there. And they got guys standing in there. And they have these regular little tin pails. You know what a tin pail looks like? We used to have. Okay, well, they got a couple hundred of those. And they're just through the mud and pass them up. And they got a line going right up to the roof. And they're pouring the cement on the roof. You know? And that's a 100 by 20 foot building. Must have 50 people doing this. And that just goes on until the roof was covered. And so we, you know, it's different for us. And so we're all going, gee, is that going to stand up there? What's going to hold that roof? We don't know. That's the way they do it. So, yeah. So it was a really neat experience. We had no problem getting home except for the top that we were riding on broke down. And I felt kind of bad when Leon's out there trying to flag traffic down, and that's kind of hard to do because there's cars going here, vehicles, they're going like this and this and this, and there's one coming down the sidewalk, and there's this, and there's motorcycles running in between everything, and they're bumper to bumper and everywhere. So we didn't know what was going to happen when the top broke down, and we're sitting there going, uh-oh, what's going to happen? And finally, Leon was able to flag down another top, which is a pickup truck with a little covering on it, and y'all sit on boards in the back. Okay, well, we were feeling bad because this thing must have had 25 people in it, and they're all climbing out, and he offered them some money, and so they took us to the airport. And those people had to walk, I guess. I don't know, but overall, it was just a wonderful experience, and I just think we're very blessed to have brothers and sisters in Haiti, and the church is growing there, and I think it has a great future, and I'm just glad to be a part of that. Thank you for sending me in, and Dale, really appreciate that.
For you who don't know me, I went to church here for 20 years, and then we moved away, but John has kind of encapsulated it all. I have this to add, that I was on Wheel of Fortune not long ago, and I won an all-expense-paid trip to Haiti, the luxury resort in Haiti. But what you find out when you get down there, there aren't any screens on the windows, and the mosquitoes will carry you away. You know, it's not. I'm always thinking winning this luxury resort, you know, down the Caribbean. But in Haiti, you do as the Haitians do, and so we've tried to learn and try to learn their customs and try to build a little bit like they want to build, or pretty much like they want to build. But our job is to go, to help, to assist, to be part of it. And you get an education when you go there. And the education is you find out more about life that's different than my life. And the thing that's more important than that is you learn an appreciation. You come back to your own bed and your own food and everything else. They do take care of us quite well down there. Pastor Leslie wants to make sure you get American food that that we can eat well. But he does well with accommodations, and we really appreciate him for that. We came back safely without any diseases, and you know, and we're really thankful for that. When you're laying there at night in your sweat, and the fans are on, but the electricity would, you know, we're on generator, and electricity would go out to charge the battery in the middle of the night. When it went out, and I mean, all of a sudden, you got all these mosquitoes flying around, and you pull the covers up over you. You really appreciate it. I was so happy to get home and see snow and cold weather again. But we don't realize. You don't have to go very far to realize how blessed our lives are. And our mission, more than anything, was to go down there to make acquaintances, to support them in their mission. And their mission there is to further the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom. And they're doing the best they can. And they have a school there, the orphanage, and the church, and it's our job there to help. And so as we went there, we kind of roll with the punches, and we kind of support them and try to help them. And for us, it's a good experience. Now we come home and have a greater heart for that. So I appreciate the Oregon Church, the support that you've given by prayer and financial support and all that. You're a big cog in helping them because you know, we're paying for most of the building there. So thank you very much.